This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The presentation is that the United States needs Greenland to the north and the Panama Canal Zone to the south in order to augment the defense of North America from the predators. That would be the People's Republic of China and its ally, no limits ally, the Russian Federation. That's the presentation. There are reasons to look into the history of the U.S. relationship with Panama, and there are reasons to look at the map about Greenland and say, why is it that Denmark over there in Europe, a member of NATO and a member of the EU, but not a powerful military presence, has claim to the people of Greenland, about 56, 57,000, in a vast landmass, the largest island on Earth, chiefly cold and under ice, but with climate change, perhaps an opening of the Arctic route, perhaps not. The politics of this are what interests me. And I welcome Jim Paff of the Conservative Caucus to help me understand how the Republican Party is responding to the idea of the president-elect about Greenland and Panama and the defense of America from predators. Jim, a very good evening to you and a good new year. The politics are the mystery here. I smiled when I first heard this presentation, and the European dignitaries have responded with alarm. What is your opinion of the Republican Party in general, and then the important parts of the party right now would be the so-called MAGA part, and then there would be the so-called conservative part. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Well, if there's anything that exists in the Republican Party right now, it's what Donald Trump has built and the MAGA movement that he has grown. The Republican Party has really struggled over the last two decades, all this century, in fact, in my opinion, from countering the Democrat Party and their unanimity on so many issues. So when you think about how this is all playing out, it's important to take into account that right now Donald Trump, with the help of J.D. Vance, is really directing how all these things are going to play out. And obviously, it creates a big splash when it comes to Panama and to Greenland. And we're in for interesting times.
Interesting times. Is there any early indication? Is the party smacked by this? No, nobody thought it was coming. Is there approval? Is there hesitation? There is that word isolation that's tossed around in the party every couple of decades.
So I think it actually did waylay a lot of folks on Capitol Hill, to be sure, in both the House and the Senate, and amongst the general Washington class. I think it threw them way off. They didn't expect anything like this happening. But I would say that certainly in the House and to a lesser degree, but still somewhat in the Senate, there is some acceptance of the idea of how Donald Trump wants to approach Greenland and Panama. Remember, he's making a deal here. And what I think the overall structure of what he's trying to address here is China's influence in our hemisphere. And Greenland kind of partially comes into our hemisphere, partially goes towards the other side of the Atlantic as well, too. But China is attempting to assert dominance in this area. And Donald Trump recognizes that we have to counter that in a serious and significant way. So though it may have thrown some people off guard, I think general Republican Washington is getting a sense that this is something that does need to be addressed, even though they're expressing concerns of imperialism, I guess, that in some people's minds, which I don't see this as in quite strictly the way that others are.
Let's speak to the European, our NATO allies. From Berlin, this is the Defense Minister Boris Pistorius. It's a little bit, let me express that diplomatically, astonishing to read things like that and to hear in television. He went on to say, I don't know what his objectives, meaning Mr. the President-elect, what his objectives are to do annex Greenland. But anyway, alliances are alliances and stay alliances regardless of who's governing countries. Otherwise, it would be only something like communities or whatever else. He sounds incoherent, odd, but Berlin is not in a great historical position to castigate other people's intentions to defend themselves. I like the foreign affairs chief of the European Union Commission. This is essentially the foreign minister of the European Union Kaja Kallas, formerly of Estonia. I spoke to Denmark's Prime Minister Frederiksen, she said, and I mean, she assured me that Danish and American relations have been very good. She also said that it's good that the president-elect takes interest in the Arctic, which is a very important region for both the security, but also for the climate change. So this is good. And of course, Greenland is part of Denmark. So this is what she also said. We have to respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of nations. Sounds like they're ready to deal. What's it sound like to you, Jim?
Well, I think there's definitely some dealing that is going to be happening. It is interesting to observe Europe still in this World Economic Forum way of thinking about what the world order ought to be. There are changing things on the ground in the world order right now, particularly as it relates to China and somewhat Russia, although not certainly Ukraine is a hot spot, but Russia is not dominant on the world stage. China is seeking this dominance. People in Europe are going to catch up to this, and a deal's going to happen. Listen, Greenland, one way or the other, during Donald Trump's administration, is going to have an American assertion of authority and power over it, whether that's indirectly through a more significant presence and ability to monitor what's going on in the shipping channels that go around Greenland, which are widening and increasing, but also the potential that there might be a more significant alliance, all the way up to being in a Commonwealth, maybe even of the United States. I don't know that it's going that far, but I do know this. Donald Trump's going to make sure this round that we have great authority over that area, because Russia and China are seeking to dominate the shipping lanes there. And that is a very real national security threat for the United States and for North America in general.
One more detail, a couple of minutes. This is Canada, where there is political turmoil, with the intention of the Prime Minister of 9 years, Mr. Trudeau, to leave office. Canada's defense minister says that the remarks on Canada, Mr. Trump has made remarks about Canada, are deeply concerning and in many respects profoundly disappointing. At the same time, Canada is in no position to castigate the United States, given what we understand to be its very weak presence in NATO and very weak presence in the G7. Now, it's a good trading partner. Canada is also going to have an opinion about Greenland. Does that sound like we can deal with it? We have about a minute. Can Canada, the new government in Canada, can it be dealt with by Mr. Trump?
Well, yes. Pierre Poilievre, who's likely to become prime minister after Trudeau is gone formally and they have elections, has already signaled that he wants to work with Donald Trump very closely. Quite frankly, Canada's problems are Trudeau's problems. He has been a failure of a prime minister, and he's weakened the country greatly. And it's going to be a strong relationship in the moving forward with a change.
I don't know if Mr. Trump took a poll or whether he counted hands up in the room, but he seems to have read the party very well about these two matters. And our final 30 seconds, do you agree with that, Jim, that this is something that the party is not ready to resist in any fashion?
I don't believe so in any significant way. There'll be a couple of people squawking, but no, the Republican Party is going to be behind this. Donald Trump is very skilled at playing high and getting to the end that he wants, and I think he's going to get that with the support of the party for sure.
Jim Paff of the Conservative Caucus Leadership.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.